97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Important thing, Mika, I think, is that the terms and the rules of next week's debate mostly suit Biden. They're the ones Biden requested. No live audience, which Trump, of course, needs and feeds off. So that's bad for Trump. Mike of the one not speaking gets turned off. They're muted. Ditto. And then there's two commercial breaks. I guess you could see them as given both men's age as bathroom breaks. But the interesting thing here is I think this is going to be one of the few presidential debates, this and the one scheduled for September, that could sway an election.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Well, he's a regular on Gutfeld, Fox News contributor, author, and stand-up comedian. Tyrus is with us once again this Thursday. Welcome back, Tyrus. Good to have you.
Always a pleasure.
I think last week you said you didn't think Biden was going to debate. He's retreated now to start prepping for this debate. I'm wondering if you still think that Biden's not going to show up. And if he does show up, what you expect to see?
Well, I think he needs to be drug tested.
I do, too. I think
that's the biggest thing, is that because he seems whenever he has 10 days for something, he can come out and he can give you about 20-25 minutes of reading from a teleprompter. I don't know how he's going to do it any other way. It's been a disaster. So obviously he's going to have the questions ahead of time. It's not like we haven't had to deal with that before. Hillary Clinton had somebody sliding her the questions for the debate. So there's probably going to be a lot of that. It's probably going to be very manufactured. The microphone being controlled by a network that has spent the last 7 years trying to create this narrative that Trump is a Russian spy / Nazi agent and just general all-around bad human being. They're going to be controlling the microphone. I have a little issue with that, but I think Trump's willingness to debate him, he was willing to just let him have whatever they want. And sometimes when that goes back to my saying where how everyone has lowered the bar with President Biden, even President Trump, which I think might be a mistake because he wouldn't be doing all these courtesies for Trump.
Mm. Yeah,
absolutely not. The question would be, can you have a debate or not? Not well, because all these, it's not a debate. It's now a CNN controlled debate. So it's not much of a debate. Yeah. And I guarantee that when Trump starts going on a roll, his mic will cut off. Or if he's calling out some what we know it to be now truths, the mic will go out. So I think it's going to be more, I don't think it's going to change anybody's mind after the debate. I think we're all on the same page. Biden being aggressive and yelling and at Trump and stuff will be lots of stuff for our show to make out. But I think across the board, America's kind of sick of it. And, We'll see, but I just can't see anybody being like, wow, that was an amazing debate, seeing how they're making sure like there's no audience, because if someone yells something, Biden won't get distracted and wander off stage. They're only proving what we all know to be true, that Father Time is undefeated, and he is a full-court press on President Biden. And I think this debate just proves that.
You know, Tyrus, I think that everybody's eyes on this debate are on Joe Biden. Like, can he hang? And we're hearing a lot of people say, similar to what you just said, that expectations are being dramatically lowered for Joe Biden. They did the exact same thing during the State of the Union. Lower the expectations. He came out on something that I would like to have some of and was floored. He was ready to go. And every single time he went off paper, off prompter, he screwed it up, but he didn't do it too much. So people were like, look at him. He did an hour of speaking.
He read the footlong letters.
Yes.
In the teleprompter, because we have a teleprompter president.
Mm-hmm.
He's Ron Burgundy. Whatever's on there, read it.
And who's putting the stuff in the teleprompter? Like who's
that's whoever writes the notebook, I'm assuming.
Well, what I think is going to be interesting about this debate, and maybe an under-discussed part of this topic, is that Donald Trump does have the ability to affect how Americans perceive him with this debate? Because, you know, everyone's talking about there's no audience, that doesn't benefit Donald Trump. They're going to cut the mics off, that doesn't benefit Donald Trump. And then in that clip we just played, they're like, well, they both are old, so two breaks will help both of them. It's a way to diminish the criticism against Joe Biden and elevate a criticism against Donald Trump. But if we have the opportunity to see Donald Trump come out and, you know, maybe defy the expectations of him being combative and angry and attacking the old feeble man on the other side of the stage, I really do think that there is a huge upside for Donald Trump if he handles this debate with some grace and class that I think he's absolutely capable of doing.
I would argue, considering as much stuff that they've thrown at him and his family, that he has handled it with some form of class. With we've seen very controlled in the court, after the courtroom interviews and stuff. I think we're going to see him not look at Biden as an opponent. I wouldn't. I would look at him. If I could put this in sporting terms, if anyone has free time today, Google or YouTube the fight between Muhammad Ali and Larry Holmes, where at certain points in the fight, Larry was begging him to just go down. He did not want to hit him anymore. He knew he was no longer what he, the guy that he idolized, the guy that he wanted to fight, and what he got in that ring was a man whose abilities had left him a long time ago. And Larry, as he's the fight, asking the champ to quit. And I think we're going to see that from President Trump in terms of, I think he looks at, he don't wants to blame, like ever, all of us, most people, who are, it's not about a Democratic Republic thing. We think, how could his wife let him go out like that?
Yep.
How could his family let him go out like that? Which makes me believe his relationship with them prior to him failing, his failing health, was probably not that great.
You know,
because,
go ahead.
Why would you send him out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why would you be enough?
I think that Donald Trump's, if he will squarely focus his, like, you know, how do you win? That's if you're a competitor, if you're, you know, an athlete, if you're somebody who is out there looking to win something, you have to be able to define what the actual competition is in order to defeat it. And I do not agree with the idea, not your idea, but the idea that Joe Biden is Donald Trump's competitor. I think that what Donald Trump has to defeat is the narrative that exists about who he is. That facade that has been successfully manufactured since before he won the 2016 election, I think that, that the surface on that is cracked. And if he can defeat the preconceived notion that American voters have, that has been very heavily invested in time and money by the left, and if he can defeat that, people can see him for who he really is. Not every one of those individuals is going to go say, yeah, I'm pulling the lever for Donald Trump. But I think enough of them will to make the effective difference.
No, I think, again, I think if Trump treats this, like I said, I call it the Larry Holmes debate, where he knows that his opponent can't go anymore. And I think if he handles that way, and we've seen it, I think we saw in his last campaign rally where he talked about he doesn't feel it was Joe's fault. He feels like Joe's doing the best he can with what he got, and he just doesn't have it anymore. And I think if that's his attitude in terms of his tone and the way he's talking, I think he will make what everyone else see is like, yeah, there is no fight here. Mm-hmm. This guy can't. And whereas Joe, I think, will become frustrated and he'll be saying felon every, no matter what the answer is, the answer will end with he's a felon.
Yeah.
So
people get sick of that.
But I think I wouldn't participate in the sense of I would not battle him. I would start out showing I could and then be like, there's just nothing. I can't enjoy this. I wouldn't even be mad at him after three ridiculous questions in if he packs it up and says, you know what, there's nothing else. The American people have seen all they need to see. I can't and pull the eject cord and let CNN fill it in with their 1,500 panelists that will come in and talk about how evil it is for the next 2 hours. So that's probably would be my route. I'd take a page out of Animal House. As Jay Shepard tells him, he's finished. He's done. He's through. He just casually walks out.
Tyrus, what do you make of the Barack Obama assisted exit at the fundraiser this past weekend? Joe Biden standing there. Huh?
Hidden message.
Hidden message?
Yeah. Hidden message. Obama, who can't publicly, because he's, you know, unfortunately, it would be nice to see somebody who put country in front of party. But that's about as close as we're going to get. Not only did he have to grab his hand and bring him back, and then he had to help him and push him in the right direction to go off, he was letting everybody know, whether he planned it or not, that Joe couldn't even do that. So I think we all saw it.
Do you think he was hanging him out to dry?
Yeah, I think I refuse to believe that it's all love between those two. You think of what Joe Biden did during the Obama administration, where he knew that anything that he did was not going to ever be blamed on him. It was going to be blamed on Obama. And Obama was, you know, one of his biggest things was making sure there was no off-the-field issues of any kind. And this is when he decided to hold up Ukraine and send his family members out to China. He was doing all these things under the protection of the Obama banner because he knew it would get blamed on who? Obama. So I don't think, and if they had a great relationship, Joe would have been running for president at the end of his term to carry it on. Instead, he went with Hillary, and that speaks volumes. And I don't think, I think Obama is more worried about his legacy, and whatever remnants of Joe is in there will preserve that, opposed to another 4 years of Trump where he might change more things. But Trump left healthcare alone. So, you know, I just feel like that was about as close as we're going to get it to an impartial opinion about somebody in terms of he had to help him off. And they're like, you didn't have to do that. Yeah. Everyone else has to.
Yeah, this isn't new info. You know, the thing, no. I was saying this a little bit earlier in the show today, but I think it's under discussed as well that there's the whole Barack Obama part of it, which I completely agree with you. Barack Obama always knows what he's doing when he's on stage. But
yes.
But nobody's really talking about the fact that, you know, they're discussing like, did Obama need to do that? Did he know how that would look? I think all of the answers, yes, to all of the above. But nobody's really talking about how Joe Biden was just hanging out there. And the second that someone grabbed his hand, put their hand on the small of his back and guided him away, he just did what he was told. There was no more glad handing and finger guns to all the fancy people. He just did what he was told. He didn't push back at all.
Same thing with Macron, the World War II vets, who's at the end, you're supposed to shake hands with everyone. His wife comes out, grabs him, and he immediately walks off because they didn't want him to get lost or confused meeting people that they hadn't approved already. Like, this isn't, you don't need to deep fake this.
Yeah. Cheap don't fake.
John Kerry is a disgrace. I don't care whether you, if no job is that great to come out and just lie to the American people all the time. Mm. I mean, there's no job worth it. I'd be like, great, thanks for the opportunity, but I can't say this with a straight face.
Do you think Corinne Jean-Pierre believes what she's saying?
I think it's with any DEI hire, there's this overwhelming sense of narcissistic arrogance. You know, I'm walking history is some of the comments that she has made. And you know, she's aggressive with the press is not buying her stuff. And whenever she's questioned anything off, she has the same issue off script, too. If you ask her anything off script, she falls apart, you know, and she's really made that job look bad. And there's been, Pataki was good. You don't have to agree with her, but she was good, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big fan. We'll circle back to that, but she was a good person. I'm not taking anything away from her. Jean-Pierre is not.
Yeah.
Or they just give her stuff to read because they know that her level. Mm-hmm. To where they don't tell her much. But for her to come out and say, now I think she's just freestyling. It just looks worse. You know, we had a trans person shoot up a school, and she came out to let trans people know that she stands with them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think that was written by the president or the White House. I think it was just whomever is making these progressive policy decisions. And who knows, maybe she's a part of it. So, you know, who's making these decisions on behalf of President Biden, they've ruined whatever historic legacies he's had, because now he'll go down as the most progressive president in the history of our times, which goes a complete opposite of what his entire 40 years or 50 years was in the House and in the Senate. So it's just, it's really sad that Joe Biden is being used to the level of these being used, because I feel like you don't know when it's over, you know, and when my time comes, when I start to forget and things like that. I hope my family remembers the hard work that I put in and be like, you know what, Dad? No more Fox today.
Right? Yeah, we got you.
Call it.
Yeah.
You know, and I probably won't want to do it because I'm stubborn. But, you know, at the end of the day, hopefully they'll love me enough to protect me from myself.
Yeah, I agree completely. Before we let you go, Red Sox 40-35, take 2 of 3 from the Yankees, which...
Not only do... Now listen, again, I told you how I act like the season's over as part of my...
Yeah, I think I know your act.
I did the same thing when they traded Marcus Smart away for Porzingis. I said, wow, just let's get in line for the lottery now. And, you know, and then that turned into a championship. But the most, and the Red Sox, to be supportive, broke the record for steals against the Yankees. And I was trolling one of the Yankees owners because I was like, listen, this is my World Series. The Yankees should win the World Series. They really should. They're loaded. And the Red Sox, if we even get within a breath of the wild card, that's a good season because all our guys are young or whatever. But I said, but as long as we win the series against the Yankees, it's made it for me. Not only did we win it, we put hands on him. And and he was very protective of his catcher. And so he said, you know, you probably should get some rest, Tyrus. You've been texting me a lot. And I, you know, well, if the worst case of things go wrong, I can just steal from you guys. So he was very unhappy. And I said, oh, sorry, I stole that from someone else. And every time he talks to me, I talk about grand theft. And Yankees. It is New York, so whatever Red Sox stole from them will be out that day. So he'll be game two to steal more bases. So it's really a good time to be stealing in New York.
Yeah, it is. It's never been better.
Yeah, even when your socks are red and everyone sees you steal it. So I'm just going to enjoy it. I still think we will fall apart in time for our bet. But right now, anytime we beat the Yankees is a good day.
Yeah.
In Boston, given the fact that I thought we were going to get murdered.
Uh-huh,
the first game,
yeah.
Just one that hasn't landed yet. Actually, be on the lookout. It might land somewhere by half. I'll take it. I'll take it for right now.
Well, and Jason Tatum, St. Louisan, Boston, yeah. Celtic, had a good week.
Yes, you know, and I think it's funny that no one can just enjoy championships. They immediately start talking, well, how's it going to be remembered in history, or is this one of the greatest teams? And I just find, just give them 48 hours. You know, just, and not just, I mean, any champion. When they win a Super Bowl or whatever that is, like, give them 2 days.
Let it be.
Before you start trying to pick things apart and all these experts. I think that's the biggest problem with sports, wrestling today. We used to watch the game, read the paper the next day, and then talk to your buddies about it, and then you watch the game. Now we spend time watching people talk about the game who have as much influence as the game as we do.
Yeah.
So we need to get back to just, you win the championship, until the parade's over, you don't talk about next year.
You could almost say the same thing about politics. And sports was supposed to be the reprieve from politics, so it's just a little incestuously worse.
Yeah, I do want stats in politics. I do want senators and House stats, like how many laws they passed, how many times they've been to work. How many election promises have they kept? 3 stats. That's it.
End of game. Tyrus, we'll talk.
The statistician, they're bored. I can't pay you with money, but I'll be indebted to you forever.
Sounds good. Well, congratulations to you and your Boston Celtics. Good to have you back on the show, and we will update again on the great success of the Red Sox season next Thursday.
Yeah, go Cardinals.
Thank you. We appreciate that. We need all the help we can get. Tyrus, regular on Gutfeld, Fox News contributor, host of Maintaining with Tyrus on Outkick, and his streaming special on Fox Nation, Tyrus, Here and Now. Go check it out. Let's take a quick break. We'll get Ryan Wiggins back in studio here in just a minute. Would you have liked to see RFK Jr. at the CNN debate? Yes or no? He didn't make the cut. He's not going to be there. You disappointed in that? Let us know if you would have liked to seen him on the debate stage. I peeked at the results as they are progressing. They are close. Get your vote in. You might have an impact on swaying that poll one way or the other. Take a quick break here. We'll be back in just a minute.